I don't know what is going on with this show, with this team at the moment.
What's the matter?
You know, so I'm in a bad mood as it is, and I'm coming out of my bad mood. I've done a good job. I'm talking about food, and so that always cheers me up. And then I don't understand the train of thought that goes on with some of the people who work on the show. We do a big link about curry and having a curry and eating a curry, and we could all fancy curry.
Yeah.
So Alad goes, because he's on his way in the car, so he goes, right, I'll go and pick up some curries, and then I can bring them in. So we do the last link we just do, right, where we're talking for ages. We finish the link, we switch the microphones off, so you can't hear anything. And at that point, Alad walks in going, I've got a curry. I didn't know what to do because it's been cooked for like 10 minutes. He waits until the link is finished and then leaves the curry in the studio and walks out. So now the studio stinks of curry. Well, it hasn't been a bit on the air. And I'm like, what are you playing at? And he goes, Rachel said don't bring it in. And I'm like, do you two not talk to each other?
I said...
What you're producing... Produce a bit with a curry. We've just had a bit with a curry off the air.
I said, why don't you do it after the segue? I didn't tell him not to bring it in.
So he brings it in during a record. And you guys didn't know about it, did you?
No.
So that was the joke. He was going to go, ta-da, I've got curry. And you go, oh, great.
Mm.
So what he did was he kind of limps in like Gollum. Going, it's been made for 10 minutes. Get in here. Seriously, what are you two doing? Are your egos now so out of control that you can't work together anymore?
I messed up, basically. I was trying to do something nice, and I got some curry.
And it was a great idea. It would have been a nice bit, but surely the idea is, and someone, Dominic Carey, tell me if I'm being, unreasonable. Surely you buy the curry, you make the curry. The point is, for the show, you walk in with a curry.
Yes. It takes 10 minutes in the microwave. So
I don't care how long it takes. I'm busy doing a show.
It's important because I had to try and time it so that it would finish while you were in a link.
Well, guess what, Ramsay? You didn't time it right when you walked in at the start of a record.
I know.
But leaving a stinking curry sitting there.
Well, I thought you could have some during the music and go, ooh, this is really nice.
Surely, don't.
But now...
I'll throttle you. Are you really... Is it just me? Dave, help me out.
I think that in retrospect, it would have been better for the link had the curry arrived while we were talking about the curry.
During the link?
But now, Alad, you know, as I say, in his defence, is now preparing curries for the rest of us, which is why he's been off and left it there.
10 minutes
each, because there's a Rogan coming and there's probably a biryani and a... Mm.
Surely the bit was you bringing the curries in.
I was running to get here.
How many curries are you making?
Six.
What, one for everybody?
Yes. And they take longer than you expect.
Are you on glue? What's wrong with you?
I thought it'd be like a minute and a half of the microwave done, sorted, fine.
Right.
But no, 10 minutes, and I thought, oh, that's an hour.
So you're not going to do six curries? Why are you only doing six?
Huh? Well, there's the third one.
By the time they're all made, Edith will be on the air.
Well, I know, that's my dilemma. You see, the timing's all wrong now.
Here's an idea. Bring in one on the air. Guess what, everyone? You wanted curry? I've got curry. I've got six forks. Bingo!
I've got five others. Shall I start again?
Stick them in your face.
Curry bingo's a brilliant idea, though.
I'm not mad, am I?
Blindfold and then... taster.
So then Rachel said to you what? Don't bring it in. What did she say?
Rachel was right that at that point, bring it in after the seg, she said. So after the two songs.
Right, so what did you do? Brought it in at the beginning of the two songs.
The two songs would finish after the news should begin. So I thought, well, the last thing I want to do is get into trouble with everyone here by bringing in a nice curry.
Am I wrong? If I'm wrong, say I'm wrong. Because I'm hearing you arguing against me and I don't understand it.
Let me clarify. I'm trying to explain my position. I'm not arguing with you because you don't seem to understand what the hell I've done. So I thought I'd explain what I've done.
Well, I don't understand. You've ruined the bit and you've... I don't know... You've made a curry and brought it in during a record.
For you to eat, so you could eat it during the songs, and clearly I got it wrong.
It's a bit for the listeners don't know I'm eating a curry while the Zootons are playing.
I don't care about the listeners, I want you to be happy this morning, because Louis Walsh hasn't turned up and you're not happy.
Now you've been in moron.
So...
But it's a lovely thought, Alad.
Thank you, and do you want me to do the others, or is it done?
It came from a good place.
Mm.
Well, it came from microwave, but, you know, good place in your heart.
10 minutes.
Stephen Gately's here, by the way.
Now, the problem is, we've got one of the biggest bands, arguably, on the planet.
Do you know what? Like everyone, no, everyone just shut up. This is not a joke. Seriously, this is a massive problem. You two can't talk to each other.
Excuse me. I told Alan what he should do. We don't talk to each other.
You're a producer of the show. You know
I
how the
was
show
producing
works.
Producing the show.
Surely he makes a curry, he brings it in.
Yes, I did.
During the link.
Chris, I did not say for that not you to said, happen.
Did, what is,
no,
what,
I didn't.
He said, don't bring it in until later. When it's ready, because, and we're all, bring it in.
As far as I knew, you were going to tell your Louis Walsh story after the news, then play some records, and then I thought we could do curry, which would cheer you up. We do talk to each other.
It's like working with Dick and Dom.
Should we get to dance anthems then?
So, to get back on the mic. Just to explain, you're now going to take an hour to cook six curries. So that every 10 minutes there'll be a new curry coming along.
Yes.
What are we going to do with that? How does that make a good bit? Explain this to me like I'm an idiot.
Okay, you know I don't cook, right?
No, explain to me.
You know when I got to the shop and I saw they were 10 minutes each?
Right.
I had a choice of not bothering after I'd already told you.
Or you do one.
Or I do one. And I thought, well, then I'll let everyone else down. So I decided to go with the less good option of having.
This is not a restaurant. This is not a. You're not a chef.
I know.
You're produced.
I've even got one for Will. Sorry. And he's
so
like,
the people are texting in, kind of going, oh, you're being... But I'm trying to understand what goes through your head. Were you really going to spend 1 hour cooking six curries?
All it takes is 1 minute.
So an hour
minutes.
And a half after talking about curries, you can walk in and go, ta-da, one is a little bit hotter than the other.
Yes.
Dominic.
Sorry.
In Alan's defence, as we said, he came from a...
Don't defend him! What are you defending him for?
Because...
Defend me! Defend the show!
I'm trying to add balance.
A bloody Vesta Jones here! Cooking six curries!
But he's trying to be nice to us all, because we all wanted a curry. Admittedly, timing was wrong, but it's a nice gesture for all of us.
If you want, I can leave the five for Boyzone, cook them all now, and then bring them all in for Boyzone at the same time.
Crap about the curries now!
Okay. I've got chocolate too now. Look.
Seriously, don't do that Alan jokey thing, because that'll just irritate me even more.
Okay.
A good man stick you in the microwave for 10 minutes. Bing!
The place stinks of curry now as well, don't we? We've got
the
biggest band on the planet after you two coming in.
Who's coming in?
Boyzone. They're huge.
Hey, Gately, do you like curry? Well, we got loads. Take 10 minutes, mind.
And then a couple of minutes to stand.
Mm. You have to stir it and
you
give it
enough. You have to do that, yeah. Be careful you don't burn your mouth.
Yep.
Contents may be hot.
Do you want to take it out to the studio so it doesn't smell?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it says shot of the curry, Alan's Will's taking a shot of the curry.
You should watch this on online, midday-ish.
You know, people are texting going, oh, stop shouting. But look, do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
He was going to spend an hour cooking six curries. You do realise that by the time he'd finished the sixth one, the first one's like, would be just like concrete.
Which is why I was going to bring them in one by one rather than keeping them all. So at least then everyone will have a nice hot curry, although individually. I shouldn't work in food.
I shouldn't work in radio, you moron. Do you know what? Alan has a problem with his photo shoot. They put the wrong photo on the website. I swear to God, within 10 minutes, it's fixed. It's fixed. Yeah, it comes to doing his job for this show. He's in the den. Microwaving curries. Bing. I'll just stand here, shall I, for 10 minutes?
Boyzone are in. They're going, what's that smell?
They're saying, Radio 1 stinks of curry.
Mm.
Get out of my sight. I'm going to ask Boyzone if they want some curry. Lukewarm curry.
I think we've all learned something today.
Yes, we have.
Aren't an idiot.
Does smell, doesn't it?
Mm. It stinks in here now. Katie, what?
Let it go.
Don't even speak to me. You sort him out, will you?
I love it how I get the blame
sort
on
him
this
out
one.
Because you two both produced the show 50-50.
I tried to tell him what to do. And
he's in there like
listen.
A moron looking at the microwave going round and round and round.
We need to
do some
news.
Work. Why the only one here that gets the show? We're filming the show. They put a lot of time and money and effort into filming it.
Mm.
So, you know, that would be a nice bit. He comes in with curry. What does he do? He walks in when there's a record on, just leaves it on the side. There you go, I've got curry. I've got to go because I've got another one on the go.
Oh.
So anyway, there you go.
In retrospect...
That's not even a word. You're making up your own words.
In retrospect, we should have stuck with weighing our own poo and stuff.
Hmm.
Well, looking at that curry, there ain't much difference. Ping! Isn't 10 minutes a long time? Anyway, there you go, all sorted. Get that electric shock game out, we're going to do it again. Wrap all the remote controls on his body. Gaffer tape them to him. Although, weirdly, I do feel a lot better after that rant.
Yeah.